Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And, well, today, for this hour, our guest is Michael Shaw. And Michael has been working here in the Monterey Bay area for some time, trying to get people to understand this entity known as Sustainable Development, or Agenda 21. So without further ado, Michael Shaw, go right ahead and tell our listeners about what's really going on and how they're using the environmental movement to take away our freedom, to take away our property rights, and to enslave the American people. Michael, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Go right ahead.
Okay. Well, your summary of sustainable development is about as poignant and real as it can get. Sustainable development is now in every county of the country, and it was led, one of the leading counties was Santa Cruz, and Monterey with its Measure A is moving quickly to catch up with places like Santa Cruz, where the goal really is the abolition of private property and the freedom that goes along with private property. You know, this concept originates in the world political dynamic. It comes out of the United Nations. It has been adopted lock, stock, and barrel by the American federal government. It is the policy that guides every federal agency today. You can go to any agency. Department of Agriculture is a good example. And right there on their web page, on the front cover, it is expounding the character of sustainable development and promising to move America down the sustainable development path. And the first principle of sustainable development is the abolition of private property. And that's why there's so much pressure on farmers today. That's why there's so much pressure on all American citizens, because, the elimination of private property is going to change the lives of each and every one of us, and not in a positive way.
All right, fine. Well, of course, could you explain to our listeners what Agenda 21 is?
Well, Agenda 21 is an international compact that comes out of the United Nations, was delivered to the world at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit held in Rio de Janeiro. And at that time, the pronouncement was, quote, that development must meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Now, that sounds good at first blush, but it's noteworthy that the same language was in the 1977 Soviet Constitution. And if you really get down and start to think about those nebulous concepts, they just don't hold water. It's the way whereupon government can take control of all actions taken by human beings without limitation.
And, of course, Agenda 21 is the agenda for the 21st century, a massive, coordinated, well-planned agenda that, of course, will strip each and every person listening to this program of their freedom. So how do we get the people to understand that they're using the environmental movement as the excuse to take away our freedom? That's the big thing. I mean, so many people really believe all the things we're being told. Some true, some not, but certainly the common denominator behind every problem is a new government program.
Well, that's for sure. And the way I think we get ourselves out of this deep hole is to understand what sustainable development is. Then we look around at our local political action. We begin to identify those programs and policies that are rooted in sustainable development philosophy. And we've got to elect people, begin to elect people, who reject this. You know, you can go to Congress today. They're all sustainable developers. The Board of Supervisors at Santa Cruz, and I think in Monterey as well, are also fighting off the sustainable philosophy.
Well, hold off. We'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go ahead, pick up the story there, Michael.
Well, one way to begin to identify sustainable development is through their own organization. They try to characterize what they call the three E's. I'll describe that in a minute, as the overreaching umbrella that encompasses all of their policies. Their three E's simply are called equity, economy, and environment. Equity is really about the system of justice to be dispersed by governments around the world. Now, this isn't the old equal justice concept that the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence were based on. This is a concept of social justice, where laws will be made to govern all human action, and those laws don't have to establish any, be conform to any standard. They're simply what the rulers want to have as law in order to control the people. So it's really transforming the American system of justice, and this is done through educational programs and through the courts itself. The idea here is that, quote, individual rights must take a back seat to the collective. And we see examples of this in our society all the time. Here in Santa Cruz, we have a court system who says that its mission is, quote, to preserve and protect the rights and ideals of society through the interpretation and enforcement of law.
Well, wait a minute. I thought the idea was to protect the rights of the individual, not of society.
Well, you're talking about the Declaration of Independence, I understand. But sustainable development policy works to implement the Declaration of Human Rights out of the United Nations, which is a document based on a totally different premise. And that premise is that you, the individual, will do what we, the government, tells you to do. And in places like Santa Cruz, they've moved a long way towards achieving just that end. And it's not just the politicians, it's the judges that they appoint. And we've got a legislative, an executive, and a judicial departments in this country are falling fast with a concept that are sustainable development that will really transform the experience of America for the rest of time if we don't stop it.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that our founding fathers believed in men were basically corrupt and could not be trusted with power. And so if you couldn't trust the common man with power, what would make you think that you could trust a government official with power? And so they wanted to limit the power of the central government and then allow the states and the local community, of course, to decide matters of life, liberty, and property. And yes, you might have corruption at the state or the local level, but would these people be any more or less corrupt than the federal government? At least if the state government was corrupt, you could try to fight it or move to another state. But when the federal government becomes corrupted, then, of course, there is no place to hide and no place to go. And so, at least as far as the central government was concerned, they planned to take the chains off of the people and put the chains on the government. How far we have come from those concepts today, to now where we see every problem that faces the country. Why we have to pass a new system of federal laws. It used to be that the legislature met maybe 2 months out of the year. And now, of course, why they meet all the time. In fact, as somebody once said, no man's life or property or family is safe when the legislature is in session.
That was Mark Twain, wasn't it?
I think it was.
Yeah. Well, it's gotten a lot worse since the days of Mark Twain, but that was a good warning for the generations that came after him, and we need to start heeding that warning because the time is coming to when it will become irretrievable. That is, our freedom's lost if we don't begin to take action. And the only way I perceive that action can be taken is to go right at the core, right at the essence and the policies that are sustainable development. There's no place in the country better to take that approach than here in Santa Cruz because we've moved so far down the road of the abolition of private property.
All right, fine. Of course, the whole idea that freedom could not exist without private property. If you look in the Constitution, wherever you see the words life and liberty mentioned, they always mention property. Why? Because property, property rights is the basis of all human rights. Take away property rights, there is no life or liberty. So pick the story up there.
Well, let's talk about the economic E of sustainable development. What the economic E of sustainable development calls for is the international redistribution of wealth and the creation of public-private partnerships. Well, certainly the farm community here on the coast, sees the effects of the globalist so-called free trade movements, which really manage trade, that are just pulling the rug out from underneath our farmers. It pulls away their market. It pulls away their distribution system. It leaves the consumer unprotected from product that hasn't been processed in accordance with American traditions. Leaves us vulnerable to disease, etc. But the program for sustainable development is to create this one world order with a economic system that's operated on a global level in accordance with globalist law and not American law or American principles. So this international redistribution is designed to eliminate the American middle class.
And I think that's really such an important point, Michael. They really do intend to lower our living standards. Right now, for a young couple getting married, they're both going to have to work, and they still probably will have a great deal of difficulty buying a house with a high cost of homes, at least in many, many parts of the country. There is an organized effort to ship our manufacturing offshore. And if you've been working in the automotive industry, you suddenly find your pension is disappearing, your health care benefits promise are disappearing. Maybe you're a pilot working for Delta Airlines or one of the other major airlines, and suddenly half of your pension is gone because your employer, Delta Airlines, went into bankruptcy, came out, and simply dumped their pension obligations, which people were expecting to be able to retire on, and half of the value went when they dumped it onto the federal government. And even the federal government really doesn't have any money to back up the promises they've made. So, I mean, certainly, if you look and see the living standards of the average American is gradually beginning to fall, and they scratch their heads and they say, why is this happening? But don't you really believe this is really planned, Michael?
Well, it is. I mean, and it's part of the plan to implement a massively reduced human population on Earth. If you look at the writings of some of the prominent sustainable developers, some call for a human population as low as 100,000 people. This is worldwide. And others simply call for the reduction of population by as much as 3/4. So the elimination of the middle class and the political system that has given rise to the middle class opens the door for massive population reductions that can come in one of any number of forms. So we've got to take the first step, which is protect the integrity of a political system that's never existed at any time in the history of the world like the American political system. And of course, that's what's under such huge attack right now. But it's not just the international distribution of wealth that is a part of the economic E of sustainable development. It's also the creation of what they call public-private partnerships. And you'll see that terminology being used all over America now. Public-private partnership. I scratch my head and I think back to 7th and 8th grade when we learned about Benito Mussolini and later Adolf Hitler. What was their economic system? Well, Mussolini's was the combination of government with the formation of 13 corporations to handle all economic affairs of Italy back in the time. Well, that's the economic system that Adolf Hitler picked up. We used to call it fascism. That's what public-private partnership is. It's the elimination of free enterprise and the freedom and the prosperity that comes with free enterprise. And industry by industry now, you can begin to see how you're not connected to government. You're simply not going to do well. If you have some land zoned for housing and you try to build it and you're not a partner with the planning department and a buddy with the politics that exists within that framework, you simply won't build any houses because you can't get the permits.
Are you suggesting that sometimes the people within the Planning Commission and others favor their friends?
Well, they certainly favor those who share their political philosophy that is rooted in sustainable development policy.
And, of course, remember that people are going to have to make the decisions. You mean to tell me that some of these people will be just totally impartial? Or that they will, of course, certainly if you've gotten large campaign contributions, you're on the city council or the board of supervisors, you've got large campaign contributions from certain people, that won't somehow influence how you vote. I mean, are we supposed to think that men are suddenly become angels because now they sit on the city council or they sit on the county board of supervisors? Are they the same people that there were before? With the same, of course, tendency to want to please their friends and punish their enemies.
Well,
and power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Well, the whole idea behind sustainable development is that the ruling elite become the god, and how then can the ruling elite do wrong? They've got godlike powers and godlike reverence from the ordinary people sitting around in society hoping for the handout.
And, of course, when people oppose them, they will immediately be attacked by the local newspaper. They'll be attacked by the local radio station. They'll be vilified. Certainly, I know when several of the people got on the board of supervisors, they were getting threatening calls all night long. And, of course, death threats. But the newspapers never mentioned that. I wonder why. Well, we'll be back in just a moment here with Michael Shaw. right here at Radio Liberty.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
The sustainable ideology to accelerate the attack on the ideals of private property. And it's why we've gotten to the point where, at least in this county, and I'd say really anywhere, parents have to be really, you know, once you've shipped your child off to government schools, you know, it is the ideal of the old-fashioned communist world to have the child's values determined by the state. And that's what our school system is doing for our children today. And it's become increasingly dangerous. The decade 2006 to 2015 has been declared by the UN and by the U.S. as the decade for sustainable development education. It's a very dangerous time to have our children in school.
All right, fine. Well, how are they indoctrinating our children in school about the environment? And of course, do our children really understand the implications of the massive increase of government control over every aspect of our lives? Most children believe we're supposed to like our government and trust our government because our government likes us and wants to take care of us.
And that's why 60% today of school-age children believe in global warming, much like, you know, when I went to parochial school, we would believe in God. Well, they believe in global warming.
After all, isn't there global warming? Isn't there actually are we a lot warmer now than we were a couple hundred years ago?
Well, they believe that global warming is caused by industrial society, and that therefore they're being prepared to have industrial society closed down. And the poverty that brings will have a major impact on creating the population reduction that's at the core of this sustainable agenda.
I mean, I don't think that most people really understand that. They can't argue global warming because they say there is no global warming, and there is global warming, and yes, there is global warming. And the CO2 in the area is increasing, but I dare say that, you know, unless you've listened to my programs or Michael in the past, there's not one in 100 people listening to this program who knows the level of CO2 in the atmosphere. And until you understand, you know, the level of CO2 and how much it's increased, you can't understand the fraud that this is all about. Go ahead.
Well, we have a good video at our website at freedomadvocates.org that global warming, it's called SCAM, which takes prominent scientists from around the world and gives the viewer a real viewing of what global warming is and what causes it. And the most interesting part of that hour and a half movie, from my perspective, were the charts that show how CO2 lag the temperature increase. You know, so we've got an effect, not a cause, of warming being CO2 increases. And that chart, the same chart that Al Gore uses in his movie, only he never overlays the two so that they're skewed off a little bit and you can't tell cause and effect. But in this other movie, the global warming scam, it becomes very evident that CO2 can't be responsible for warming. Warming historically has always occurred before CO2 rises, not the other way around.
And of course, we've had a global warming cycle since the 1600s. The level of CO2 in the atmosphere is 0.038%. 0.038% of the atmosphere is CO2. That's gone from 0.028% to 0.038%. Do you honestly believe that CO2 at 380 parts per million, 380 parts per million, is going to produce a catastrophic change that Al Gore is talking about? Or does Al Gore really want to increase control of the elite over the common people? But, you know, Michael, the average person never hears these discussions.
Well, let's hope that begins to change.
Well, of course, that's... Now, when we get back, of course, we'll want Michael to tell you how you can get hold of the great things that he has in his ministry. They're right here in Santa Cruz and certainly one of the centers of information, providing information to people all across America. So we're going to have a little short break here, and then, of course, when we get back, we'll ask Michael to tell you how to get in touch with his ministry, to get his material, so that you can get educated. And then, of course, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888 424-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar-powered generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar-powered generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus Water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I simply asked Michael during the time when we were off the air there, how are they going to get the average American to give up his car? And, of course, the answer is they're going to run the price of gasoline up so high that you're going to ration your use of your car yourself. And you may very well, as they want, get a bicycle so that you can use all those nice little bicycle trails. How are they going to get you to ration the use of electricity? Well, they're going to run the price of electricity up without any justification, but they can run the price up to phenomenal levels, and then you'll turn off your air conditioner, your electric heat, and your electric stove, and of course you'll want to move into some place, you know, where all these things will be provided for you, like a sustainable community subsidized by the government, where you'll do exactly what the government wants. Well, Michael, how can people get your material? What did you tell them about your organization and what you offer?
Well, our organization is freedomadvocates.org. It used to be called Freedom 21 Santa Cruz. We've recently changed our name. We've got a website with a whole host of information, much of it done locally, other of it done by leaders across the country who are wise to what's going on with the sustainable movement. Our reach has been across the globe. People in Australia, England. We have a close association with an emerging group in England and in Canada and other places. This is not an American phenomenon, needless to say. The same problems and the same scare tactics are being imposed all throughout the globe. And so what we try to do is get some basis of information, create tools. We've created a number of pamphlets and videos that are being shown, being distributed and shown around the country. And, you know, our effort is committed to create a rising understanding of what sustainable development is, because once you get it, your life changes.
Yeah. All right, fine. Well, Chris, now, how can people get in touch with you? What's your website? What's your telephone number?
Our website is freedomadvocates.org.
That's freedomadvocates.org, right?
And our phone number is 831-684-2232.
Yeah.
Now, we send out our...
Let's get that telephone number one more time.
831-684-2232.
All right, fine.
Now, we put out a report once a month that is free. Just got to sign up for it, and you'll receive our latest round of information and articles. And I recommend that to the entire listening audience. Because what really has to happen is that neighborhoods need to be organized in a way where people understand how America is being taken down. And once you understand that, you know what it means for your children. You know, baby boomers, I think, were raised with the idea that this new world form of government wouldn't come until the expiration of our lifetimes. I tell you, it's coming fast and hard right now. If you're 55 or 60 years old, you're going to live to see the dramatic effects that will be existent when the United States principles have been totally abolished. The middle class is now being reduced and is living in with very hard times.
In fact, what they intend to do is destroy the value of our currency, to impoverish the American people, and then you'll be there with an outstretched hand asking for government help. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Michael and, of course, his organization, Freedom Advocates. So have we covered all of the E's there, which is their master plan?
Well, we have covered the E's. We've talked about education also, not as one of the E's, but separately, what they're doing with our children. But what they do in our community is we're seeing this surge, we've seen it here in Santa Cruz for over a decade, of what's called stakeholder councils. These non-governmental organizations are often led by or the Sierra Club or American Teachers Association or et cetera, will come into a community and create a stakeholder council. In Corralitos, I remember out in South Santa Cruz County, they had a series of these stakeholder council meetings where, you know, people would come in and be able to opine on whether somebody's house color should be this or that. And the purpose of these councils is to create a consensus. That means nobody's allowed to disagree. The consensus is always predetermined. The rooms are packed with the people who will go along with the program. And then they go down to the Board of Supervisors, present their consensus analysis, and the Board of Supervisors simply stamps it and makes it law.
And of course, what right is it them to tell you what color to paint your house? Do you want all houses painted the same color, or do you want them painted pink, purple, or pink polka dots? Where do these people get off? They're so smart collectively, smarter than the individual. And of course, what they really so often will do, they want to try to block somebody building a house. Oh, they talk about the traffic congestion. Oh, they talk about their environmental concerns. And they use all of these excuses to justify taking away your property rights. It's your property. You ought to be able to do with it what you want to. But they don't believe in that because they have a fascist mentality and hiding behind environment and concern and compassion. Why, it's all about control.
It's all about control. These consensus meetings are usually run by a well-paid facilitator who knows what the predetermined outcome is, and they just march through it. Another example here in Santa Cruz is former state legislator Fred Keeley is now chairing a transportation committee consensus panel, all designed to create bike lanes and in an operating railroad along the beach.
Well, in fact, I think it was so funny, you know, they figured out how to make that thing economically feasible, you know, that railroad. They're gonna haul freight from Aptos to Capitola. And by the selling freight, they're going to be able to make enough money to make that system of railroads economically feasible. I think they put out about $250,000 to come up with that brilliant conclusion.
Well, the real purpose of the train line in Santa Cruz is so that they can redevelop the west side of Santa Cruz, redevelop the entire railroad line, put people, stack them and pack them in very high-rise buildings, smart growth buildings, along the rail line, and then they're ready to really launch their new age sustainable world where everybody works for the community in an assigned job. Their children are raised by the government officials tasked with that assignment. Everybody's out of their car. Mobility is highly restricted. And you got everybody in one place.
And of course,
population reduction a whole lot easier.
And of course, here, for those of you who don't know about Santa Cruz, I mean, we are in the area where they've been trying these things out for many years, and they effectively blocked the development of an effective transportation system. They blocked the building of roads. I mean, they've taken, 30 years to get along to widening our major highway through town. The prices have gone up about 10 to 20 times what it should have been, and the other major thoroughfares we could have been in, they've actually taken, and of course, they've created every sort of problem because they want control by chaos. This is what it's about. And even though the majority of the people want the highway widened, they don't want it widened. Somebody said the best thing we could do with all that money we have to widen the highway would simply be to burn it. Well, if we really need to do is more bike lanes. And these people have a different worldview. They don't care what the people want. They know what's best for us common people.
Well, but an equal problem, I think, Stan, is that the common person has been lured by the warm and fuzzy-sounding language of sustainable development. I mean, after all, you want an unsustainable world? So it is the average citizen that's giving the power over to these new world agents, and it is the average citizen who's got to stop, figure out that they're being sold the bag of goods that's going to cause total ruin for their children and their children's children and for generations beyond that if we don't put a stop to it pretty darn soon.
Amen. Of course, if you are a local merchant, you try to get into politics to do something, they'll target your business and destroy you. And they really will. Maybe you don't have a business. Maybe you're a housewife. Then you'll get the death threats all night long. Standard techniques used not only in Santa Cruz, but all across the country by these people. And I know because I've got the death threats night after night many years ago when I was quite active. And, they would send a hearse out in the middle of the night to pick up the dead body. The sheriff's team to look for the bombs that were there. And the ambulance, of course, to pick up the people that take them to the hospital. Night after night, and the calls. And this is how they unnerve people. Could this happen in America? If it's happening, where are the police? And why isn't the newspaper telling us about it? And of course, the newspaper here in Santa Cruz and so many places throughout the country is part of the problem. Only one or two people are necessary to censor the news so that the people really don't know.
Well, and you talk about major newspaper chains. I mean, you can't really talk about sustainable development without talking about the nature of corporate control that is envisioned. That's why I call it fascist communism. It is not the elimination of multinational business activity. In fact, the newspapers and the banking interests and the development interests and the commercial product interests are to be vested in these multinational corporations that work hand in hand with government to create this new society. You know, one problem, one way they advance their programs is that when they identify a problem, like Highway 1 has too many cars on it, they will summon these NGOs, non-governmental organizations, which are all accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development. And they'll bring together some nonprofits and some local government bodies and they work off of a tool chest that is provided by an organization called ICLEI. Now, ICLEI is a worldwide organization located in the Western Hemisphere in Toronto, Canada. And what ICLEI stands for, first, is the International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. And so they've got an answer for every social issue, not just environmentalism, in every county. And if they lose here, they've got backup programs to keep bringing the sustainable program into a community. And they're making tremendous headway, not just in Santa Cruz, but all across the country. Every county now has a sustainable development program all across America.
And, Chris, it's amazing how they created the water shortages. You know, well, there's no reason for water shortages. They block building of dams. They block building of reservoirs. They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for studies, but never do anything. So they don't want a solution. They want a problem. And, boy, if they created one at, I can remember when they wanted to put the Zayate Dam here to supply, you know, water for Santa Cruz, you know, for another 100 years, and that was blocked because of the Zayate humpback slug, and there were bumper stickers all across our county, you know, protect the Zayate humpback slug. And, of course, they threatened to bring legal action against the county because, of course, they were going to destroy the Zayante humpback slug if they put a dam in, if they actually tried to provide adequate water for the future. And there wasn't even any slug. It was all a fraud. But the whole thing is a fraud. You do not want a solution. You want a problem. And the answer is more government control.
Yeah, and the key point there is there never has been, humpback slug doesn't exist, never existed. It was just a fraud.
Amen.
To defy the Santa Cruz people. You know, the funding sources for sustainable development are truly remarkable because, you know, Americans pay taxes to fund the federal agency's present focus, which is to implement sustainable development. You can go into any federal agency, start with the Department of Agriculture, and you will see them proudly proclaim their dedication to sustainable development principles. So people who think, oh, I don't need to worry about this, you better understand that all federal agencies do think about it. Your tax dollars are going to implement it, and if you've got policies coming down of a philosophical nature, you need to understand what it is. You need to know what you're paying for. The federal government's financial commitment at your expense to sustainable development is huge. Second funding source is that there's over 2,000 non-governmental organizations, so-called NGOs, that are accredited by the United Nations for purposes of implementing sustainable development. They're given massive tax advantages, includes the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, National Audubon Society, American Planning Association, and National Teachers Association. But the third leg of the Sustainable Development Financial Insiders is a group of tax-exempt family foundations. Now, that includes the Rockefeller Foundation, the Pew Charitable Trust, the Turner Foundation. Here in the Central Coast, the David and Lucille Packard Foundation is huge. In Southern California, it's the James Irvine Foundation, Carnegie Foundation, the MacArthur Foundation, and most every community now has a so-called community foundation that exists for purposes of implementing sustainable development. You can't get away from it. It's time we began to understand what it is.
And, of course, if you don't value your freedom, just go back to sleep and watch the NBA playoffs. But if you care about yourself and your freedom, understand that freedom is under attack today by a coordinated, very well-financed group of dedicated people who are intended to take away your freedom and establish an authoritarian Marxist state where every aspect of human endeavor is controlled from the cradle to the grave.
Well, and before we end, I want to talk about two sustainable development programs that really encompass everything you find happening under this umbrella in the United States. It's the Wildlands Project and the Smart Growth Project. The Wildlands Project calls for making over 50% of the United States off limits to resource extraction, to habitation, and even to recreation. Now think about that. Half of the U.S. becomes off limit to serving.
Blackworky purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock a genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I think it's so vitally important that you understand what this is all about. It's about a fascist America and how people of great wealth want a fascist society, a feudal type of society, and they have so much help from many of the communists and dupes and socialists and humanists and people who do not understand the very essence of freedom, which is to limit the power of government and let people work their problems out without a massive bureaucracy controlled by an elite that is answerable to no one. Now, if you'd really like to understand what this is about, we have a sustainable development syllabus. Unparalleled, there's nothing that has as much information in it. You really need to get the talk that goes with it called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Order. And that's a video. You need, of course, to get the four tape set on sustainable development. You need to get the video on population control. Or you need to get the video on, it actually comes in DVD as well, on planned population reduction. They really intend to kill off the majority of the people in the world, and they openly talk about it. But of course, you're never going to hear it discussed in your local newspaper or simply by Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or even by Bill O'Reilly. But we'll give you their documents. If you want to read where Jacques Cousteau being interviewed by the UNESCO Courier talked about the necessity of killing 350,000 people a day. We'll be glad to send you the article. We have it both French and English. But you're not going to hear about that. You're not going to understand about the Georgia Guidestones. You're not going to understand where the AIDS epidemic came from that's killed so many millions of people, or why they really outlawed DDT back in 1973. And thought that it was dangerous, because now the World Health Organization said it's not dangerous and we should be actually spraying the insides of rooms. But close to 100 million people have died unnecessarily. And so they use wars, and they use epidemics, and they use abortion and euthanasia and medications, yes, and even vaccines. You need to get the information. You need to find out if it's really true. Let me suggest you go to our website, radioliberty.com. One of the best items we have is a talk given by Dr. Ayoub. And Dr. Ayoub's talk is called Mercury Autism and the Global Population Agenda. And if you get either the DVD or the video, you'll get along with it a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of documentation. Another excellent source is the DVD, Beyond Treason, that goes into the DU they're using to poison our soldiers and the people in the combat zones. And you get along with that a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of government documentation, military documentation, of how they know this is poisoning. They're poisoning our fighting men. What better way to destroy a great nation? But you need to get the documentation. You need to find out if it's right. We actually carry the National Security Study Memorandum 200, which came out in the year 1974 over the name of Henry Kissinger. We have Dr. David MacArthur's testimony in 1969 asking for $10 million to create a new disease for which there be no immune response. They can be used for a new form of massive killing. That's his word, not mine. Of course, we have Dr. Garth Nicholson's book. Dr. Nicholson, one of the leading scientists in America, Project Daylily, where he talks about his personal experiences, although it's written in fiction form. It's true, because I've talked to many of the people there, and how they've created the new diseases and the mycoplasma, the chronic disabling diseases, and yes, even something called AIDS. You need to learn the truth. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Don't accept anything we say. Check on it. Challenge us. Try to prove us wrong. And if you can't, then join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization.
It's obvious that somehow we've had two presidents in a row, President Clinton, who was able to checkmate the Senate and did not remove him from office. We had every reason to be removed from office. My big lie that was only about sex. It was just exactly that. It was a big lie. It was about lying under oath, certainly qualifying as a high crime.
Your speech elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And right now we have with us Charles Van Dyck, who's from South Africa, has been working for many years with the Frontline Mission. And Charles, C-H-A-R-L, certainly is on the front lines of this very real spiritual battle. And of course, here in the United States, we live in a utopian society. I mean, certainly most of our cities are safe, and oh yes, we're having some problems with immigration, but the war that is being fought is overseas, and as long as it's not our son or our father or our brother that's dying over there, we're really not that concerned about it. The economy is still pretty good, but we don't see the real world, because, of course, we're protected from it. But Charles is on the front lines of this battle, not only living in South Africa, which is under attack today, but traveling throughout Africa and seeing the suffering of the people there who are victims of this truly spiritual battle and of tremendous prejudice, which I believe exists within that the dark hierarchy towards the people of a different color. And we see, certainly the spread of the AIDS epidemic in Africa. And what are they doing to stop it? Absolutely nothing effective. They talk a good game, but they're not trying to do anything. Famine is a way of life in many of the countries there. No adequate medications. Americans are coming in to vaccinate other people, and of course, as a result, many of the people become infertile. And people don't understand that there is an agenda that begins with the West, and they have a different outlook for Africa, because our major thrust of American foreign policy is population control and eliminating large segments of the population throughout the world. Well, with that as a background, Charles, thank you so much for being with us.
Great to be with you again, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, are you both and Peter here in the United States for a time?
That's right, yes. Yes, we're not in the same area, but we're both here right now.
All right, fine. Well, tell us really what's going on. Where are you spending most of your time in Africa now?
I'm spending most of my time in Cape Town, South Africa. We use that as our base to travel up north. And just lately, I've been in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, and some of our missionaries have been through Zimbabwe, and also just a devastated place, and then moved up into Zambia. And so we get around to many different countries. And just interesting that you've mentioned the issue of the HIV/AIDS in Southern Africa. Our government doesn't want money coming into the country to help people that are HIV positive or to educate the masses on not having illicit sex anymore. I've heard of groups that want to bring money into the country to educate the population, and the government has told them that all money has to be donated to the government, and they will spend it the way they see fit.
Oh, Christopher Biki is still in charge there, isn't he?
That's right.
And, of course, Babiki was part of Gorbachev's State of the World Forum group, saying he had no loyalty to his fellow blacks, but part of this overall population control group, a group of elitists who have a different world vision. And this is one reason why they're not trying to stop the epidemic. And if you doubt that, we actually have the papers from the State of the World Forum, and there is old Mabiki. And that was before, of course, we sent him to Africa to become the president there. The people's choice to rule the country, of course. Well, anyway, tell us what's happening in Rhodesia, or they call it Zimbabwe today.
Zimbabwe has been devastated by this thug, Robert Mugabe, the dictator there. And just lately, in fact, just a while before,
most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, another protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt-cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Charles Van Wyk. Charles Van Wyk, and of course, he's a missionary from South Africa. Well, what's happening to the economy of South Africa? How are the people faring there who live there? With we've heard of the inflation rates are pushing up to 3,000% a year.
So that's in Zimbabwe.
Right.
Yes, that's right. In Zimbabwe, that's what's going on there. It is incredible. I've been told by friends that women go during the day, if their husbands are lucky enough to have a job, they will go to the factory gates, and the husbands will be paid at lunchtime. They'll immediately give their money, their earned cash, to their wives, who will then run to the stores to buy what they can before prices go up late afternoon. And so it is just absolutely appalling what's going on there. But Robert Mugabe once publicly stated, he said, "I will be 10 times worse than Hitler."
and he's putting that into practice in every which way he possibly can.
Well, now, of course, what indeed is happening as far as, you know, as far as the people who don't have jobs, how do they survive?
Well, most of them are coming over into South Africa as refugees. They're getting over electric fences, they're swimming over crocodile-infested rivers, they are doing whatever they can to get into South Africa, and we are just being flooded by illegal immigrants right now in South Africa. Many have fled to Zambia, to Botswana, and I think even to Mozambique, because the people are starving to death.
My understanding that Rhodesia was a nation of about, what, 11 or 12 million people?
That's right, yes, it's around about that. I don't know, we think there are a couple of million of Zimbabweans in South Africa right now.
And haven't a lot of them gone into Zambia and these
That's
other
right.
countries? How many have fled the country? Do you have any idea of
no,
the original 12 million?
I've got no idea. There are millions that have fled, but I've got no idea. It's very difficult in Africa to work with statistics because the government just... they lie so much about the stats.
But of course, now what about Red China? Red China is backing them and using their military power there to keep Mugabe in this ruthless thug who has destroyed the infrastructure of this nation, with the help, of course, of Henry Kissinger, who gave his word this would never happen. But you know, Red China, which is being backed by the United States, is certainly there in Rhodesia, actually, or in Zimbabwe, actually backing this thug, aren't they?
Yes, I've been told that the couple of hundred thousand businesses that were, the business buildings that were bulldozed down by the Zimbabwean government was because they didn't want the black Zimbabwean entrepreneurs to be giving competition to the Chinese that were coming in. And obviously Robert Mugabe now owes the Chinese big time because they've been supporting him. And so he doesn't want his own people to be an economic competitor to them. And so this is the kind of pandemonium that's going on there right now. There were just lately people that were in a newspaper in South Africa. They were leaving a beautiful ranch that they'd built up, and he was a great businessman, had a good factory going there, and they had to leave the country, and they would probably not even get the price of what a small little apartment would cost in South Africa. They wouldn't even get that price for a beautiful couple of acres ranch near Harare in the capital city in Zimbabwe now, just because there's just such chaos. The economy is totally messed up, and you have Robert Mugabe's police thugs that are beating anybody up that opposes the government.
All right. Now, of course, then, aren't there any people within the police and the military who see what's happening and want to get back to some sort of a stable society? Or are these people just so glad to have a job that they'll kill or beat anybody that they're told to?
I think the issue is that they're very happy to have a job and to be getting a salary. And second of all, you know, Robert Mugabe has surrounded himself with these thugs, so I think the sort of philosophical, ideological side of them agrees with him. And there are people in South Africa that agree with what he's doing. They don't have a problem with it at all. And I'm thinking specifically about people that were in the Pan-Africanist Congress, a political party in South Africa. They call Robert Mugabe their comrade.
Well, of course, what about in South Africa? The vast majority of the people don't want a communist dictatorship like they have in Zimbabwe. But is there any organized opposition to the communist movement, which is the ANC, and call them communists, call them fascists, call them Nazis, call them whatever you will. I mean, they're authoritarianists who want, of course, to be in positions of power. Is there any opposition in South Africa? Certainly, we've rigged the last couple of elections. There's no question the American State Department rigged the election to bring Mandela to power and rigged the election to get Mugabe in power. Mm-hmm. Is there any possibility that you'd ever be able to replace the current corrupt elite in South Africa with a government that really represented the people?
Well, there are various issues to the story. The Pan-Africanist Congress, one of the political parties, they had a military wing called the Azanian People's Liberation Army. This is the same group that shot up our church in 1993, commonly known as the St. James Massacre. And I've befriended these people after the massacre, and I've been speaking to these ex-terrorists, and they're talking about a second revolution coming in South Africa. So they are very, very upset with the African National Congress government. And they've said that the second revolution is not going to be like the first, which was race-related. They said this one is going to be the poor people overthrowing the rich people. And they are upset that the African National Congress people have come to power. A small group of elite of them have taken the resources over and the reins of power. And they've said to us, and even mentioned publicly, that they have not shared their freedom with us. Freedom meaning the resources. So we've got some really trying times ahead of us in South Africa. We're very concerned with this. And at the same time, the Minister of Safety and Security, Charles Kukula, is the chairman of the Communist Party, is overseeing the disarmament process of the law-abiding citizens in South Africa. So we've got a bit of trouble coming our way in the near future, and we're just praying that God will intervene in a mighty way there for us in our country.
Well, I certainly hope he will. There are a lot of good people there. But people here in America don't understand. It is those people who want a dictatorship who want to find any excuse they can to disarm the population. Because a disarmed population cannot resist, of course, a tyrannical government. That's what it's really all about.
Yes, I've just spoken to one of the leaders of the Azanian People's Liberation Army that used to be in South Africa, the armed wing of the Pan-Africanist Congress, and he agreed with me that you cannot have a revolution where the population's armed. So you can't do anything at this stage. You've got to wait for the population to be disarmed before they can start the second revolution.
And my understanding is a lot of the blacks that are there have weapons now, and they don't want to give them up. In fact, they're appealing to the blacks, to the whites, do not give up your weapons. And a lot of the whites are willing to go along with the corruption, and the blacks are smart enough to realize that this is a prelude to dictatorship. Have you run into that at all?
Yes, that's right. Obvious Kuela, who's a friend of mine, is also the chairman of the Black Gun Owners Association of South Africa. And they've had literally thousands, up to 8,000 black people out on the streets refusing to hand in their weapons and saying, you know, we will not hand in our weapons. They're very upset with the new Firearms Control Act because many of these people are illiterate. They cannot read or write, and you have to write an exam or a test on the law, and they can't do that. And they're saying, why must I hand in my weapon just because I can't read and speak, you know, your language, English? And that's the language in which the test and that are going to be done. And so they've got big trouble on their hands. The police would ask these black gun owners to leave the city because they're blocking up all the roads there. And they just say, we're going nowhere. We want the premier to come out and to meet us, and we want to hand over to him a memorandum of our grievances. And they won't go anywhere. They won't even listen to the police. They just sit there, 8,000 of them. So it's quite incredible to see these black people saying, we need our firearms, you know, and we're not prepared to hand them in. And then the chairman, Obvious Kuela, was at a meeting in Cape Town where we launched Gun Owners of South Africa, and there he appealed to the white people to join him and his organization in not handing in their firearms. So we've got a very interesting couple of years ahead of us in South Africa.
And I think it's so interesting, the whites in Australia went along with the government, the whites in Canada went along with the government, the whites in Great Britain went along with the government, and the blacks in South Africa are saying, no way. They're a lot smarter than the white people are, let me tell you, because they understand that when you're disarmed, you're no longer a free man.
That's right. They know the game. You know, we've seen it in Rwanda and Burundi and Zimbabwe. You know, we live in Africa. We don't have to look very far to see what happens when a government disarms its people. Same things happened in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and all over Africa. Disarmed society cannot defend itself. And in areas in the Congo where churches couldn't defend their pastors were buried alive by rebel soldiers. Girls were taken off from the villages as sex slaves for the rebel soldiers and to go cook for them. young men were taken away, 14, 15, 16 years old, never seen again, Christian young men from their villages when the rebels came in. If they had firearms, they could have defended themselves and protected their families and their pastors from these people.
In fact, the first thing they did in Rwanda before the slaughter there was to disarm the people.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so then
right.
They could kill one another with the machetes.
That's
and
right.
No way to defend themselves. And the American people say, oh, well, we're a law-abiding citizen. We've got to go along with the law, even if the laws here are in violation of our Constitution, which is the law of the land, no matter what Ted Kennedy and George Bush say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get back first to what's going on in the Congo, because this is certainly an area that where they've killed almost 3 million blacks over the last few years. And yet, a rich, lush country that one time was very prosperous, and we're going to get to that in just a moment here. Our guest is Charles Van Dyke, out of Africa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 17, 2007, gold spot, $657.60. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $678.91, $335 for half, and $167.50 for quarter ounce coins at $678.91, $335, and $167.50.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack. And Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Novio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and Charles has been telling us about what's going on in the Congo, just the total chaos that exists over there. And I was commenting that certainly when Congressman Ron Paul was interviewed by, I think it was Sean Hannity, very rudely after the debate last night, and Ron Paul said we should not be interfering with other countries throughout the world, and of course they're justifying our intervention in Iraq and Afghanistan because there's chaos there. Well, if we're going to intervene in chaos, there's probably far more reason to intervene, certainly in Rhodesia or in the Congo or the eight nations of Africa, than the rest is to be intervening over in Iraq. But, of course, you know, they justify we're over there. My goodness, there's chaos. We've got to be there solving it. Many times we create the chaos. If we just leave, why, things might straighten out. Certainly in the Congo, though, they need some sort of help, but what can be done? Certainly, is the United Nations providing any leadership there, or are they part of the effort to rape the nation?
It's really interesting. I spoke to a businessman who has some mining concessions in the Congo. He is a Congolese man, a black man in the Congo, and I asked him, you know, how secure are your mining concessions? And he said to me, no, they were given to me by the United Nations. So what is the United Nations doing in the Congo giving people mining concessions?
I understand there was a lot of the people who have mining concessions hire their own private armies, in other words, professional mercenaries and killers to maintain law and order and kill anybody who comes in to try to interfere with their control. Do they have a lot of private armies there?
I think they probably wouldn't call them that. They probably call them armed security firms. But the point is, the bottom line is, yes, there are private armies, and that's why there's been some more trouble again between the deputy president and the president. There've been some shootings and skirmishes going on in the capital city in the last few weeks because that was exactly that. There were people that had private armies, and they were using these people for their own political game in the Congo.
I mean, certainly they're fabulously wealthy. I know they have cobalt there, they have copper, they have diamonds. This is really one of the most wealthy areas in the whole world, isn't it, there in the Congo?
That's right. It is a phenomenal powerhouse of minerals there, just absolutely incredible. And there's just so many United Nations people having gone in there. Apparently there's 17,500 troops in the Congo, the largest UN force anywhere in the world in there. And I spoke to a friend of mine who had gone to a hotel there, and he said all the largest nations, all the big mining nations in the world, they're all inside the Congo. And the war was going on there at the time, and all one can think of is the fact that, you know, it's easier to deal with one dictator than it is in a democracy when it comes to mining, because all you got to do is keep one man's pockets lined and you can do whatever you like there. You don't have to worry about special sleeping areas for your people. You don't have to worry about retirement funds. You don't have to worry about decent hospitalization for your workers, because you just got one man that you got to keep happy, and the rest is yours.
That's why our businessmen have always wanted to keep a dictatorship in Russia, keep a dictatorship in China, keep a dictatorship in North Korea and in Vietnam. It's much easier to work with dictators than a truly democratic society.
That's right. It's very easy to work with them, and you also have no trouble from the labor in the country because they cannot stand up for themselves.
But, of course, the average American finds it difficult to believe that there is an alliance between many of our wealthy capitalists and the communists and other ruthless dictators throughout the world. But that's the reality of what really goes on. Well, basically, is there any stability developing in the Congo at the present time? And what's happening to the Christian influence there?
Yes, praise the Lord. There's wonderful work going on from a Christian perspective in the Congo. Things seem to have stabilized since the elections last year, but, you know, as I've mentioned, there were some of the political assassinations and things which nobody speaks about. They don't talk about it at all, and obviously you don't find it in the press in the West. But God is doing great work there. I've purchased a while back at the Come and See Church, which has 3,000 people in the service in the morning. They have a television station. Now, you know, when I'm talking about these things, we're not talking American Western style, you know, we're talking African style, but yet they're getting out the message of the gospel, they're discipling the nation, which is just phenomenal, the work they're doing over there. And Bishop Lumba Lumba is the bishop of the Come and See Church. He has over 700 congregations under his leadership in the Congo, and they are just absolutely fascinating as they run Christian schools. And I'm talking about people paying $3 a month to have their children educated in a Christian school, and most parents can't afford that.
All that, we'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Charles Van Vaken with Frontline Ministries and coming out of Africa. Charles, why don't you get your website out, the telephone number? If people would like to help with you and the team you're working with, you know, because certainly we've been supporting Frontline Ministries for a long period of time, and we think you're doing a great job.
Dr. Stan, thank you very much for your support. We really appreciate it. Our website is frontline.org.za. That's frontline.org.za. And we are, people can read there about the work we've done in Zimbabwe and also in the Congo. We give a lot of information there. And if people would like to also send support, possibly to help with the Bibles and the bikes for the pastors and some good Christian literature, we'd love to have people help us out in this area. We'd love to make a difference there. And just lately, when they were inaugurating a whole bunch of new pastors in the east of the country, out in the jungles there, each pastor that was taking up a position in the church was getting a bicycle. And I was watching a DVD on them receiving their bikes, and they would lift it up into the air, and the congregations would just shout and go crazy and praise the Lord from excitement and clap their hands because their pastor's got a vehicle and he can get around really quickly now to do their visitation. And, you know, they don't have to walk miles across the village now to go and pray for a sick family. They can just get on their bicycles and be there in a few minutes. So it's just unbelievable what such a small gift the difference it can make in the lives of so many people in the Congo. I've seen some women bring their little babies into the church, and these children are almost dead. They're lifeless. There's just, you know, no strength in them. And they come there for prayer, and there's just no hospitals. There aren't any any IV drips. They can't get medicines in their hospital. And so the people are really suffering there. And so we'd appreciate it if our Christians here in America would pray for the Congolese. They're really going through a tough time, but God's blessing them. We pray that things are really going to go well in the Congo in the future.
Well, I know that, of course, you've been working in various areas throughout Africa. How about, of course, the area, the southern Sudan? Now, of course, most people don't realize there are two revolutionary movements in the Sudan. One was in the south, and then, of course, there was the area over in the west with Darfur. What's happened to the Christians in the south?
Yes. I haven't worked in Sudan, but we do work as a mission in Sudan. My colleagues have been up there, and the Christians in the south have had a really tough time with the Muslim North National Islamic Front government, who were bombing the Christians in their churches over many, many years. Our own missionaries have been bombed in the churches. They've had to run into hideouts, and that's on Sunday mornings. There have been the hospitals that have been bombed there and have to be rebuilt. Some churches have been rebuilt three or four times as the National Islamic Front government would bomb them. And in fact, on one occasion, we had a group of our missionaries going up into the Nuba Mountains, the Christian area in the Nuba Mountains on the west side of Sudan. And as the airplane had landed and dropped them off and taken off again, a Hind helicopter from the National Islamic Front government came through, and they started shooting up all the equipment that we had laid down and shooting at the people. I think by God's grace, only one woman died that day. And one of my colleagues was running away from the helicopter attack, and he says that he tripped over his own feet, and he was very upset with himself because he was running for the rocks in the mountains to hide away from the helicopter gunship. And somebody else had been watching him running, and he said that as he hit the ground, a large piece of shrapnel went straight over his head. And so he hadn't tripped over his feet. We believe it was more an angel of God that had shoved him down to the ground as this large piece of shrapnel went over him. And so we've been really blessed by God, and God has been really gracious to our people as they've been working in these really trying areas.
Well, now, I thought that there was some sort of peace agreement between the Islamic Front and the Christians in the south. Was that short-lived?
Yes, there has been a peace accord that has been struck now. I haven't worked up there, so I'm not too sure on how things are going, but I know the Christians have been really struggling for many different reasons of, even when the war's been over, with the economics and trying to get things up and running again. But, once again, the Lord's blessing the church. They're strong and they're getting on with their things. But the attacks from the north on the churches and on the hospitals and that have ceased over the last couple of years now. So praise the Lord for that. They can get on with the evangelism and discipleship in relative peace right now in the south.
Now, are the Chinese there developing the oil as they were at Thai? In other words, are the Chinese being successful? Are they hiring any of the Christians here to work, or are they bringing in all their own technicians?
The Chinese, as far as I know, the northern, the oil fields are up in the northern area, And so the Chinese are probably working there, and we wouldn't put our foot in there. In fact, our director, Dr. Peter Hammond, was mentioned on an Islamic website, the Sudan website, as saying that he must expect to be shot dead if he comes up to the north. So we're not really too... we don't know much about what's going on in the north. In fact, some Christian friends of ours who were going into the north to go work up there were held up at the airport when they flew in because the people there thought that they might be friends of Dr. Peter Hammond, our founder and our director of Frontline Fellowship, and they'd never met Peter in their life before. So anybody that could possibly be thought of as a friend of Peter's even being harassed in the north when they fly into areas there.
So tell me what's happening in Rwanda. Is Rwanda fairly stable now? This is where they had the terrible massacre back in 1994. What is actually happening there?
Yes, in 1994, the massacres over a period of about 6 weeks, 600,000 to 800,000 people were murdered. And as you've mentioned before, just before that, they had the disarmament of the people of Rwanda, so they couldn't defend themselves when the trouble was caused there. And it appears that things are pretty stable there now. I've heard of missionaries going up there and running discipleship training courses. And they're also mainly French-speaking many areas. And so, you know, whenever one goes into areas like the Congo and has to go to work through interpretation, but it appears that things are reasonably stable up there. I haven't heard of any sort of destabilization in the last few years in Rwanda. So praise the Lord that his word is going forth there.
Well, now, here's my understanding that Mozambique, which, of course, 15, 20 years ago was a basket case in the middle of a revolution and just terrible brutality and horror, and now that seems to have straightened out fairly well, and they're trying to bring stability. They're even inviting the white farmers from Rhodesia to come down, giving them plots of land so they can begin to produce food to feed the people. What's happening in Mozambique?
Yes, Mozambique seems to be doing quite well, but once again, you know, we're having this communist nonsense that comes into the country. They've been handing out land to farmers, as you've mentioned, farmers from Zimbabwe, and even many from South Africa have gone over there, and they've got wonderful virgin land. You know, Mozambique has the agricultural potential to feed the whole of Africa. So it is a phenomenal country. It is just a wonderful area for farming. And now lately the government has said that if the farmers don't immediately use their land that's been apportioned to them, they're going to confiscate it and take it back again. You know, I mean, you can't run an economy like that. You know, if farmers take years to get things sorted out, and things don't just happen overnight and then, you know, when you've had your land allocated to you. So there is, every now and again, have this communist idea of, you know, the government can decide on what's going to be happening where that comes through. But praise God, the people, the church there is also doing very well. Many Christians from South Africa go through to Mozambique and go help and support the churches there, help with discipleship training courses. And they've been devastated just a year or two ago, and then also about 4 or 5 years ago with major, major floods. And the Mission Aviation Fellowship has just done wonderful work there, supporting the people during the times of the floods and helping them. They've had to get people out of trees that with water flowing below, and one woman gave birth to a baby while sitting in a tree because they couldn't go anywhere because of the flooding. And so once again, Christians have got in there quickly, they've made a difference, and they've just been such an example of Christ's love to so many different people.
So this is really one of the great success stories of Africa. And what about in Zambia, which is immediately north of Zimbabwe? Now, that country was doing fairly well a few years ago. What's happened to it since?
Yes. You know, it's pretty exciting there because many of the white farmers from Zimbabwe have moved up to Zambia. And the Zambian government was so excited about them coming that the president took time off to welcome them into Zambia. They had they didn't have import duties and things on the farmers bringing their equipment up into the country, and the, I think there were a couple of hundred Zimbabwean farmers that moved up to, into Zambia, and within a few years, two or three years, they had such great crops that they strengthened the Zambian kwacha, the unit of finance, of money there, so incredibly that some of them were struggling to pay off their loans because the currency had got so strong from the new economic input from these farmers. So things seem to be going really well there. The Christian church has been doing very well too, and Zambia is proclaimed constitutionally as a Christian nation. And one of these areas I hate to mention again, but there was an American church leader over there that was saying that they mustn't be a Christian nation anymore constitutionally, they must be a secular state. And a friend of mine, Dr. John Jerry, actually met with their president and said that Zambia must, please, Mr. President, must remain a Christian nation. And the president said to him, you know, this is unbelievable. You Christians are split. You know, Christians are coming and telling me you must become a secular state, and other Christians are telling me that we must remain a Christian nation. And Dr. John Jerry from Zambia United Christian Action said to him, Mr. President, our nation needs to remain a Christian nation, and don't worry, we sort out our brothers. But at present, they're still a Christian nation, and that gives a whole new perspective on the politics and the economics there. The nation, when I went, the first time I went to Zambia was in 1990, and the country was devastated. You couldn't even buy takeaway foods in the capital city. I eventually managed to find some little place where I could get a pizza, which I wouldn't even feed my dog in South Africa. And now the economy's grown, and there are beautiful buildings going up all over. There are hotels and lovely shopping centers, beautiful restaurants in the main streets in the capital. And God has really blessed that nation. They dedicated themselves to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior as a nation, and God has blessed them.
Well, now, what about Botswana? Because Botswana is immediately above South Africa, immediately to the west of Zimbabwe. And so it's a very, very small nation with one tribe. Has not that many people, about a couple of million people at the most?
Yes, yeah, a very small, and also, as you say, it's only one ethnic group in Botswana. And also another nation that is very Christianized in their thinking, and God has also blessed the nation immensely. Botswana, for the last 12 to 15 years, has had double figures economic growth every single year. And they are said to have the highest economic growth in the world, even greater than Singapore and Japan. They are a phenomenal economic success, and they still have the death penalty for murder in that country. They are very, very hard-working people. They have mines and that too. They have the beautiful Okavango swamp. And in fact, they're not interested in black economic empowerment. They have an American woman who heads up the university in Gaborone. The Minister of Finance is said to be known to fly economy class when he flies around the world for international discussions. They are just a very different group of people, and God has really blessed them. When they came to independence in the 1960s, they had something like 1 mile of tar roads in the country, and now there are tar roads running all over the country. They're economically stable. They have hundreds of millions of dollars in a fund in case the economy goes down, that they can pump into the economy to keep it alive and well again. So there's no other nation in the whole of Africa that could ever brag about having a stash of dollars to be able to pump into the economy when things go down. They're just a really incredible group.
Yeah, my understanding is that they've really brought a lot of whites in for administrative jobs, a black man at the top, and then some white people down at the next level, and that the thing runs pretty efficiently. Have they ever gotten away from that and more or less excluded the whites from administration? Are there still whites in the lower administrative positions getting things working and running?
Well, in Botswana, they've got whites, for instance, at the university, they've got an American woman that's running it for them, a white woman. They don't seem to be too bothered about that sort of thing. I have heard that if you're a foreigner going into the country, it's pretty difficult to start businesses and to start churches and that sort of thing. In other words, I think, you know, as an outside organization, I think it might be a bit tough for you. But for the locals to be able to get things up and running, it seems that's what they're trying to push mostly. So that's one of the biggest problems in Botswana is the AIDS epidemic. HIV/AIDS is rife in Botswana, and things are really tough there. I've heard figures of 1 in 3 Botswanans being HIV positive.
Oh, we have the figures from our own commerce department that's down there. Seeing what a great job we're doing, 46% of the pregnant women there are HIV infected. One of the highest rates in the world. And, of course, instead of changing the public health policy, we're continuing the same policy, and you have to ask why. Why the U.S. Commerce Department is down in Botswana checking on the AIDS epidemic. But then we, America does have a specific agenda covered in National Security Study Memorandum 200, which most Americans have never heard of. Well, our guest has been Shaw Van Dyk. Once again, let's get your telephone number and your website out.
Okay, the telephone number is 1-888-918-4100.
One more time.
Okay, it is 1-888-918-4100. If people would like to get details on my newsletter, or they'd like Frontline Fellowship newsletter, or they'd like to have a look at our website, also frontline.org.za.
No, hold that thought. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit 1 or 2 a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
How are you feeling today? Why ask? Because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-6000.
858-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Thank God, babe. Keep up the good work.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoyed our talk with Shaw. We do have a four-tape set called The Other Holocaust. I think it was in the background of what happened in Rwanda, what happened in to the Armenians. But it's a fascinating insight into the tragic events that have taken place in Africa. So much of this is funded with your tax money. For instance, the corrupt Islamic vicious government in the Sudan is certainly funded by the Chinese. And the Chinese were able to raise $5 million on American markets for China Petrol to drill the oil there in the Sudan so they can finance the Islamic government to keep them in power. And it's because the Chinese were allowed to raise the money on our markets. And you must understand that most of what's going on in the world today is funded by you and by your tax money. And whether it be in China, where you have the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the Asian Development Bank, the Export-Import Bank, American corporations, American direct aid, or certainly American banks, it's all funded by you. And the same thing is going on in Russia today. If you haven't gotten our March newsletter, why, of course, you need to get that. It's available up on the Internet. And wait to see the April newsletter about how even today, when Russia is the most wealthy nation, in that part of the world, the largest exporter of oil and gas in the world today with massive reserves, we're still pouring money in there. Why would we be doing something like that? I mean, you want to get the documentation. But the last thing that they want you to understand is that the United States has been funding tyranny throughout the world, because behind what's going on are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing so much of the suffering in the world. Get our March newsletter. It's available at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, if you don't have access to it, Why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, and we'll be glad to get that for you, send you free of charge. You need to get Dr. Sutton's books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, The Best Enemies Money Can Buy, my video interview with Professor Sutton as he goes into how we finance the North Vietnamese. We're financing the South Vietnamese all during the Vietnam War, when they were killing our boys in South Vietnam, just as we're funding the Pakistani government today, that's funding the Pakistani ISI, that's funding the Taliban that's killing our boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. It's deja vu all over again. So you need to get the information. You need to understand nothing as it appears to be. There is a secret. You need to get my talk. First of all, on Brotherhood of Darkness, and then The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. Riddles in Stone about the destiny of America 200 years ago. Because everything that's going on today has been planned out. If you haven't read my February newsletter, I suggest you get it down off the Internet. It's an important newsletter. It explains why we are fighting in Iraq today, and why I believe, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but why I believe we'll soon be at war with Iran. And it doesn't make any sense, especially when we're funding the Russians, we're supplying the Iranians, we're supplying the Syrians and Hamas and Hezbollah, and with the weapons that will be used against American boys during the next phase of this terrible war that I fear is coming. And hope and pray, as I say, that I'm wrong, but as I read the writings of people on the other side, and that's what the beauty of the February newsletter, not what I say, what they say. Who are they? Well, you need, of course, to understand The Forbidden Secret. The Brotherhood of Darkness are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, get The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Riddles in Stone, Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2, our number 1-800... 1-800-
Do you know- know why.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
On the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Tom Wagner reports at least six terrorists have died in a battle with U.S. forces in the northern Iraqi city of Bakuba.
Early this morning, suspected insurgents opened fire on a forward operating base that's used by the U.S. and the Iraqi soldiers in downtown Bakuba. The shooters wounded two Iraqi soldiers, and about a half hour later, the U.S. ground forces with helicopters responded.
Reporting from Tel Aviv, correspondent Mark Levy says that Israeli airstrikes are mixed with factional violence in the Gaza Strip.
The two conflicts are going on in parallel. Israel hitting back for Hamas rocket attacks with airstrikes, while Fatah and Hamas forces fight it out on the streets. In one Israeli strike, five people were killed, at least three of them militants. Gun battles raged in Gaza City. Hamas threatened revenge against Fatah.